tutto in urani di Tetengon, Emily, EMI, LY, Fleischman, FL, EIS, CH, MANC, on 23rd of January, with concerns of having increased urinary frequency, burning, discomfort in lower abdomen and right upper quadrant. And she's been feeling very fatigued, lethargic. She continues to smoke. She does have history of right ovarian cyst. Ultrasound done 5 years ago did show some inflammation, no temperature cells, no nausea, vomiting. Complete review of system was done, past medical history, medications reviewed. On examination, she's alert, oriented, not in distress. Her vitals are stable, head is normal, cephalic, eyes, ears, nose, throat normal, no tonsils enlarged, no thalamogaly, no carotid, dewy lungs are clear to auscultate, no wheeze, no ronchi, no crack, is good, inventory, serious, as soon as too audible, regular, no murmurs, no GVT, abdomen is soft, she is slightly uncomfortable in the upper and lower abdominal area, pulsions are positive, no visceromegaly, no severe tenderness. Extremities, no edema, no calf tenderness, pulses palpable, warm extremities, no rash. Vascular examination was deferred. Assessment and plan number 1, UTI with increased urinary frequency and dysuria. Number 2 is right lower quadrant and right upper quadrant pain. Number 3 is vaginal discharge. Number 4 is history of ovarian cyst in the past. Number 5 is nicotine addiction. A detailed discussion was done. I'm going to order ultrasound on abdomen and pelvis. Do a complete physical blood work, USCNS. I'm going to start on Bactrim, Pyridium, Diflucan. Everything was explained to her in detail. All the questions were answered. She needs to follow up in a few weeks. Next patient is Pamela Cole, PAMELA Cole, COLE, seen on 23rd of January with concerns of having mild upper abdominal discomfort, but she's here for a follow-up on blood work. And she has been complaining of this follicular type of rash, which is present on both upper and lower extremities, and it's driving her crazy because of the eating. She does complain of heavy periods, and because of her aches and pain, she was started on Cymbalta, which she's trying to taper down. And she thinks this rash might be related to the side effect of Cymbalta. Complete review of system was done, past medical history, medication review. On examination, she is a little bit anxious. Her vitals are stable, head is normal, cephalic. Eyes, ears, nose, throat normal, no tonsils enlarged, no thalamogaly, no carotid, dewy lungs are clear to auscultate, no wheeze, no ronchi, no crackles, good inventory, serious person has to audible, regular, no murmurs, no GVT, abdomen is soft, she is slightly uncomfortable in the upper abdominal and lower abdominal area, pulsions are positive, no extremely, no severe tenderness, extremities, no edema, no calf tenderness, pulses palpable, warm extremities, general condition of the skin is consistent with follicular rash, which is fading with brownish discoloration. Assessment and plan number 1, mild abdominal discomfort, right upper and lower quadrant, eating with rash all over her extremities, and it's a macular rash. Number 3 is heavy periods. Number 4 is arthritis with degenerative joint disease. The patient was asked to stop Cymbalta at this point. I'm going to do an ultrasound of abdomen and pelvis for a follow-up on her eating and abdominal pain. She will be started on Cipro 500 twice a day. Detailed discussion was done with the patient. At this point, all her workup is negative, and she will try to stay away from nicotine, and stop Tylenol with codeine, just take Tylenol. Next patient is Alexa, A-L-E-X-A Thompson, T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N, seen on 23rd of January for a follow-up on palpitation, and had an echocardiogram and chest x-ray. She's doing much better since she started using low pressure, but once in a while she still gets palpitation. On examination, she's alert, oriented, not in distress. Her vitals are stable, head is cephalic. Lungs are clear to auscultate, no wheeze, no ronchi, serious as soon as too audible. Abdomen soft, extremities, no edema, no calf tenderness, no rash. Assessment and plan number 1, palpitation patient. is using low pressure in her echocardiogram, and chest X-ray is normal. Number two is anxiety. The patient was explained in detail about the Xanax side effects of the medications were explained to her, and at this point I want her to start using Xanax at night and follow up as needed. Next, we will put her on a hold to monitor as well. Next patient is Mary Bogus, MARYBOGOS, seen on 23rd of January for a follow up on her cough, palpitation, shortness of breath, and fatigue. She is having flu-like symptoms, and she had ultrasound done on both the lower extremities today, which tentative report is negative for DVT, but she's not feeling any better. On examination, she's a little bit anxious, while the stable head is normocephalic. Her pulse rate and pulse ox is normal. Nose, throat normal, lungs are clear to auscultate, no reason or onchocerciasis, SNS to audible abdomen, soft extremities, no edema, no rash, no neck stiffness. Assessment and plan: number one, fever, fatigue, flu-like symptoms. Number two is cough, palpitation, shortness of breath, and 24 weeks pregnant. At this point, I'm going to refer her to ER. Detailed discussion was done and patient was explained to be seen in ER as soon as possible. For a complete thorough workup, and the patient did go to ER. Next patient is Lisa Stoll, LISASTOVEL, seen on 23rd of January for a follow up from ER, where she was admitted for chest pain. Her stress test was slightly abnormal, and she ended up having a heart cath, which was negative. She's feeling fine. She was very non-compliant with her Prilosec. Now that she's using that, she feels much better. Complete review of system was done. Past medical history, medications reviewed on examination. She's obese. Her vitals are stable. It is normocephalic. Eyes, ears, nose, throat, normal, no tonsils enlarged, no thyromegaly, no carotid, two lungs are clear to auscultate, no wheeze, no ronchi, no crack, with good inventory. Serious SNS to audible, regular pneumonia, no UVD, abdomen is obese, non tender pulsions are positive, extremities, no edema, no calf tenderness, pulses, palpable warm extremities, general condition of the skin is normal. Assessment and plan: number one, patient is here for a follow up from ER with chest pain and status post heart cath. Patient does have history of coronary heart disease. At this point, she does have stents placed in, but not this time. Her heart was clean. My heart cath was clean. Number two is constipation. I'm going to send lisinopril and lactulose to the pharmacy. Number three is hypertension, hyperlipidemia. Number four is GERD and nicotine addiction. Detailed discussion was done regarding modification of diet and nicotine addiction. Patient understood. She will be following with a cardiologist and follow up in few weeks. She will continue using metoprolol. Next patient is Patricia Miller, PATRICIA Miller, MILLER, seen on 23rd of January for a follow-up on thyroid ultrasound and blood work. She's doing fine, doesn't have any complaints, but her ultrasound did show thyroid nodules, but they are not big enough to go for a biopsy. On examination, her vitals are stable, head is normocephalic, eyes, ears, nose, throat, normal, no tonsils enlarged, no thyroid. She does have mild palpable thyroid, no carotid renal lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear to auscultate, no reason or onchocerciasis, SNS to audible, abdomen, soft extremities, no edema, no calf tenderness. Assessment and plan: number one, thyroid nodule, which was, the report was discussed in detail with the patient and her husband. She needs to get a repeat thyroid ultrasound in 6 to 12 months, which was explained to the patient. Number two is mild hyperlipidemia. Number three is snoring. At this point, we also discussed about getting sleep studies done, which she will wait. She needs to go on a good, healthy diet with low salt, low carb, low fat, high fiber, and follow up as needed. Next patient is Rachel, RACHAEL, Nadozi, NARDOZZI. seen on 23rd of January for a follow-up on her blood work. She is feeling fine, doesn't have any acute problems at this point. On examination, vitals are stable. Head is normal, cephalic, no throat, normal lungs are clear to auscultate. The weak neurocrisis is on as too audible. Abdomen soft, extremities, no edema, no cap, tenderness assessment. Plan number one, follow up on blood work, status for sinusitis. She completed a course of Zithromax. She's doing much better. Her blood work is all normal. The patient will follow a good, healthy, low fat, low carb, high fiber diet. Exercise and follow up as needed. Next patient is Lynn Campbell, LINNCAMPBELL, seen on 23rd of January for a follow-up on elevated blood sugars. The patient is not using any medications for his diabetes since it's been under control, and he had few episodes where his sugar was very low, so he stopped using. I think otherwise he's feeling fine, doesn't have any problem, but his creatinine has been elevated. That needs to be repeated. Complete review of system was done. Past medical history medications reviewed. Examination. He is legally blind. His vitals are stable. Head is normal, cephalic, eyes, ears, nose, throat, normal, no tonsils and lash, no pharyngeal, no carotid. Lungs are clear to auscultate. No weeds, no bronchi, serious as well as to audible, regular, no murmurs, no JVD, abdomen soft, non-tender pulses, positive extremities, no edema, no calf tenderness, pulses, palpable, warm extremities, both the hands and feet were examined. They are normal with good pulses, good sensations, and good color, no neurological deficit, and extremities, no edema, no calf tenderness, pulses, palpable, warm extremities, general condition of the skin is normal. Assessment and plan number one, elevated blood sugars. We will do blood sugar and hemoglobin A1C in the office, which was completely unremarkable. At this point, patient is not on any medications. He doesn't want to use medication at all for diabetes. His random blood sugar was 114 and hemoglobin A1C was 6.6. He will monitor his blood sugars, stay on a good, healthy, low-carb, low-fat, low-salt diet, and exercise as tolerated. Number two is chronic renal failure, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, coronary heart disease, and slight roughness in both the hands. Most likely it's related to the weather. He will start using some moisturizing cream. And I want to check his electrolytes, DNA and creatinine, because elevated creatinine in the past, and he will continue using all his medications as usual and follow up as needed. Next patient is Sean, S-H-A-W-N, or Anders, E-N-D-R-E-S, seen on 23rd of January, for a follow up on Holter monitor, which is completely unremarkable. And she has been complaining of palpitation, anxiety, panic attacks, which seems to be much better. She's seeing a psychiatrist for her anxiety and panic attacks, and changes in medications are helping her a lot. On examination, vitals are stable. Head is normal, cephalic, no throat, normal, no thymogaly, no carotid, no lungs, at least to auscultate, no wheeze, no wrong, no crackle, serious, as to audible, regular, no murmurs, no GVD. Abdomen is soft, extremities, no edema assessment, and plan number one, follow up on Holter monitor, which is negative. Number two is palpitation, anxiety, panic attacks. She's seeing a psychiatrist and feeling much better. Next patient is Valerie, V-A-L-E-R-I-E, Stork, S-T-O-R-K, seen on 23rd of January for a follow-up on stress test and blood work. She's doing fine, doesn't have any problem at this point except for a little bit fatigue and unable to lose weight. And anxiety on examination, her vitals are stable, head is normal, cephalic, nose, throat, normal, lungs are clear to auscultate. No weeds, no bronchi, serious as soon as to audible, abdomen soft, non-tender, balsons positive, no extremity, extremities, no edema, no cleft, and tenderness, pulses, palpable warm extremities. General condition of the skin is normal. Assessment and plan number one, follow up on stress test, which is completely unremarkable. Number two is elevated TSH. Number three is GERD. Number four is hypertension. Number five is anxiety. We did a detailed discussion on TSH at this point rather than putting her on medication. We discussed we agreed upon doing TSH and T4 in 6 weeks and to 8 weeks. And for anxiety, she will take Xanax and she will be flying. Everything was explained to her in detail. She needs to watch her diet, exercise, and follow. Next question is Tanya, T-A-N-Y-A, Bell, B-E-L-L, seen on 23rd of January. 50-year-old new patient comes in today for the first time. She's visiting from Connecticut. She felt like there was a little bit irritation in her right eye. Actually, it's not red, no excessive tearing or discharge, no headache, no fever chills or any blurred vision. It's just that she feels a little small papular swelling in the medial side of the right eye for almost about a few weeks now. On examination, her vitals are stable, head is normocephalic. She does have some conjunctival thickening on the medial side of the right eye, no throat, normal lungs are clear to auscultate, no vision, no longer serious assessment as to audible. Extremities, no edema, no rash assessment, and plan number one. Conjunctival thickening on the right eye, most likely pterygium. I'm going to refer her to an ophthalmologist right away, and she was supposed to see him as soon as possible and follow up as needed. Next patient is Judith Carter, J-U-D-I-T-H-C-A-R-T-E-R, seen on 23rd of January for a follow-up on chest X-ray. She had pneumonia 3 weeks ago. She is feeling much better regarding her pain in the back, neck, and shoulder, but the shoulder pain is not better. She also had episode of nausea, diarrhea, with mild abdominal discomfort. She doesn't want to get anything done for that. Complete review of system was done, past medical history, medications reviewed on examination. She's a very sweet lady, alert oriented, not in distress, her vitals are stable, head is normocephalic. ICS, no throat, normal, no tonsils, enlarged, no laryngeal, no carotid, no lungs are clear to auscultate, no vision, no bronchi. No cleft is good, evidently serious assessment as to audible, regular, no normal, no JVD. Abdomen is soft, obese, non-tender pulse on the positive extremities, no edema, no cleft, tenderness, pulses, palpable, warm extremities. Right shoulder was examined, she is very tender on the anterior shoulder with limitation of movements and extreme pain on movements, pulses, palpable, no discoloration. Assessment and plan number one, follow-up in pneumonia. We will repeat the chest X-ray, which was done in the office and reviewed with the patient. Number two is arthritis with degenerative joint disease, pain in the neck and back. Number three is bursitis in the right upper arm. At this point, after discussing with the patient regarding the steroid shot, she agreed to it, mixing 80 milligrams of dipometrol with 1 cc of Lido. Injection was given in the right upper arm. Patient felt better. Number three is diarrhea. Since she has been on antibiotics, I would like to check her stools for C. diff toxin. And depending upon that, we will start on flesh as needed. I'll check her back in 2 weeks for a follow-up. Everything was explained to her in detail. Patient needs to drink Gatorade and avoid a lot of fibers. Next patient is Caroline Iacovani, C-A-R-O-L-Y-N-I-A-C-O-V-O-N-I, seen on 23rd of January for a follow-up on her ultrasound of abdomen, which was done this morning for aortic aneurysm. She's doing fine, doesn't have any problem except for her blood pressure is a little bit elevated since she has not used her medications. complete review of symptoms and tests, medical history, medications reviewed on examination. She is alert, oriented, not in distress, vitals are stable, head is normal, cough early. Eyes, ears, nose, throat normal, no tonsils and large, no thyromegaly, no carotid buoy, lungs are clear to auscultate, no wheeze, no bronchitis severe. Soon as to audible, abdomen, soft extremities, no mild edema, positive assessment. And plan number one, abdominal aortic aneurysm. I'm going to wait for the report, but she's already made an appointment with a vascular doctor. Number two is elevated blood pressure with history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia. Going to increase her Norvasc to 10 milligram, and she will continue using her Coreg and Diovan. I'll check her back in a month. In the meantime, she'll be very careful with her diet. She needs to stay on a low fat, low salt, low carb, and exercise as tolerated, and monitor her blood pressure at home. Next patient is Betty Jefferson, BETTYJEFFERSON. Seen on 23rd of January for a follow-up on heavy vaginal bleeding, and her TSH seems to be elevated. She is very fatigued and unable to lose weight. On examination, she is also having premenopausal symptoms. On examination, her vitals are stable, head is normal, cough early, no throat, normal lungs are clear to auscultate, no wheeze, no bronchitis severe, such an as to audible, abdomen, soft extremities, no edema, no calf tenderness. Skin normal, assessment and plan number one, follow up on elevated TSH. I'm going to repeat TSH along with a complete physical blood work. Number two is premenopausal symptoms. Patient will stay on a good healthy diet, low, no caffeine, and exercise and modification of the diet, and check her back and follow up. Next patient is Linda Tessen, LINDATESSENS, seen on 23rd of January with complaints of having dizziness for about 2 to 3 weeks. Doesn't have any symptoms of nausea, vomiting, temperature changes. On examination, her vitals are stable, head is normal, cephalic. Eyes, ears, no throat, normal, no tonsils, and large, no thyromegaly, no carotid buoy, lungs are clear to auscultate, no wheeze, no bronchitis severe, resonance to audible, no murmurs, no GVD, abdomen, soft extremities, no edema, no focal neurological examination is normal. Assessment and plan number one, dizziness, most likely she's got benign positional vertigo. I'm going to start on antivert. Complete physical blood work was ordered, side effect of the medication was explained to her, and she'll follow up in a couple of weeks. Everything was explained to the patient in detail.